This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Alyssa and I are kind of just limping into this three-day weekend coming up. We both have been fighting something this week.
Something.
It may have been the same thing, because we've had similar symptoms pretty much all week long. I think that your husband, Bryce, is patient zero on this.
I'm going to say he probably is, because his voice was completely gone yesterday. And mine is hanging on by a thread today.
I actually feel better today. I have more energy. Last night, I wasn't doing well at all.
No.
I got home from Will's basketball game last night, and I had chills, you know, when you're so cold. So I just got into bed, and I took NyQuil. I went to bed early last night. At some point, I just woke up. I don't even know what time it was. I just woke up, and I'm like hot and sweaty, and I don't know if I was running a fever, but I think at that point, whatever I've been fighting, I think I finally beat it.
Yeah, you like pushed it out.
Yeah, because I feel so much better this morning than I have the previous few days.
Well, okay, so send some of those good healthy vibes my way then, because I need them.
Yeah, I don't really know what else to say. This winter is it's really starting to break me now. Like, January was so long, and I feel like I got through January okay.
This is like the point of the year that I start to think it's never going to be warm, like, and sunny outside again.
Yeah, and then, you know, the weather doesn't help if you're paying attention to that, because it's just winter storm after winter storm after winter storm on the way. I don't know. I kind of want to put together like a PSA of how to deal with winter.
We should do that.
Something like that.
Yeah, like a handbook, like how to survive winter 101.
Because, yeah, it's almost like I'm on a psychological merry-go-round.
Yes.
Right now. How about this? Pitchers and catchers have reported to Goodyear, Arizona. The Guardians have their first team workout today with the pitchers and the catchers.
Oh, okay. So we're getting things started today.
Okay, so there you go. So that's...
There we go. That's some good vibes for us.
Something to look forward to there. I don't know. Yeah, so we're going to continue to just push through this. And I wish today was Friday. It is not. We've got just a few more shows this week to get through. But we have good vibes this morning. We'll do that. Hash it out on the way. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We have those movie passes to see Captain America. The first Avenger. I don't know. What is the code? Brave New World.
Brave New World.
Captain America. So we'll get to all that this morning, the Q Morning Show.
Get ready. Q104. Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Hi, this is Tina.
Tina, we heard you have a good vibe. Would you share with us?
Oh, sure. Oh, my gosh. I was so excited last night. My husband taught me how to text but using the slide technique with your finger. I have never done that before, where you just hold your finger over a letter, and then you slide to, like, if you're typing Q104, you hold it over Q, and then 104, and then it automatically does it. I was so excited.
Wait, what?
I'm not even sure if I know what you're talking about. Like, do you understand what she's saying, Alyssa?
Like, kind of.
Okay.
I've accidentally done that when I'm typing out text with the, like, slide motion, but I didn't know that you could, like, actually do, like, a full text like that.
Yes, you can. It's, like, it was the most amazing thing since sliced bread. Like,
what?
My daughter taught my husband. He's like, I learned it, like, last year. I'm like, what?
Okay, walk me through it real quick. So I'm about to say I have my text exchange up with my wife. So if I want to text her a message, what do I do?
Okay, so, like, if you want to text hello, hold your finger on the H.
Uh-huh.
And then just slide it over the E, and then the L, and then the O, and then you let go.
Did it work?
It's not working for me. Do you have to turn it on in settings somewhere?
No, it just kind of worked. Well, I have an Apple. Do you have an Apple phone?
Yeah, I have the 15.
Oh, my goodness.
Why isn't it working for me?
Oh, it worked for me.
It does?
Yeah. Oh, that was cool.
Yes, isn't that cool?
Yeah. Oh, that's so neat.
Yeah, you just, like, slide it, and then if you type something, I don't know, my husband even typed in, like, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and it worked.
What?
This has to be something in my settings. That's why it's not working. Because I have FOMO. Now I'm missing out on what everybody is doing all the
way. Yeah, you, like, slide your finger across the keyboard, like, where you would generally be typing.
Yeah, look at me, Alyssa. H.
No, see, you don't hold it down for that long.
Well, what do I do?
You just do one of these, like that. And it knows that you're trying to say hello.
Oh, forget it. I'm irritated now. I'm angered.
Oh, man. Just another day as a millennial trying to teach people how to use technology.
Forget it. I'm just going to continue doing what I'm doing.
Story of my life.
Typing with my fat thumbs.
Next thing you know, he's going to ask me to come over to fix the Wi-Fi.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Thank you, Tina, for sharing your good vibe. I'm glad that texting is now, it's a whole new world for you. A whole new world.
All right. Well, thank you.
It's 216-474-0104. Call or text. Share your good vibe. Get it on the Q Morning Show every morning. Q104. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So today is officially Galentine's Day, is it not, Alyssa?
Oh, yeah. We looked this up the other day, the day before Valentine's Day. So February 13th is Galentine's.
Okay. So it's a day that, if I'm assuming correctly, it's a day that the gals are supposed to get together and celebrate and have fun. However, Galentine's Day is actually tearing this friend group apart right now.
Oh, no.
Skylar and Erica, they're both going to join us right now. Skylar, you're up first. Tell us what's going on with you and Erica.
So I feel like we're on here for, like, the dumbest reason, but this is, like, legitimately an issue that we're having right now in the friend group. So basically, we're supposed to get together tomorrow night for Galentine's Day. And Erica has already taken it upon herself to cancel, which we don't love.
Okay. Let me clarify something. So you guys are celebrating Galentine's Day tomorrow night on the actual Valentine's Day. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, we all work, so we just thought it would be easier.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So my next natural question for Skylar would be, well, why did Erica cancel? But Erica is right here on Hash It Out, so we can just ask her ourselves.
Yeah.
Erica, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Why did you cancel on your friends tomorrow night for the planned Galentine's Day?
Okay, listen, I have a very good reason as to why I canceled on this Galentine's Day. I have a Valentine for the first time in, like, literally 6 years, and so I'm sorry, but, like, of course I want to hang out with him.
Aww.
I mean, she's been dating him for, like, 4 months. You aren't officially anything. So I don't know what you think you're doing tomorrow, but it's not like there's, like, an expensive dinner or something that he's paying for. They're probably just going to order food and sit at her house. So
is that true, Erica? That's all you're going to do?
I'm sorry, but, like, what is she even talking about? Like, I'm sorry. It's not like I have to spend $100 on a Valentine's Day to make it romantic. Yes, we can just hang out at my apartment and do that. That's
right, sure, which is fine, but we had plans for tomorrow night. We are all going out, so how does it feel knowing that you are the one who bailed?
But Galentine's Day is officially today, right? And tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And so, like, I don't understand what you're missing. Like, you guys are going out on Valentine's Day.
Because
I'd be so fine if it was tonight or Saturday, but, like, you're going out on Valentine's Day.
But, Erica, like, this is an anti-Valentine's kind of night. You know that two of us just got out of a relationship. One of them really toxic. So, like, we don't need the gaslighting right now. You need to be there for your friends, not sitting with your boyfriend. Like, you need to be thinking about what we've been through and, like, our exes, and that's what this night is for. We don't need what you're going through thrown in our face.
Sorry, do not say I was gaslighting you. Like, I am all for supporting all of our friends. Of course I am. And at the same time, can you guys also support me and, like, be happy that I'm finally spending it with somebody, like, literally after so long?
Jenna's in a relationship. Her boyfriend totally gets it. She literally talked to him, and he's a feminist. He's on board. So
that is amazing. Like, so good for Jenna. So good for Jenna. She celebrated Valentine's Day with her boyfriend before. I have never done that. So, like, I don't understand what the problem is. Like, you guys are going to go have fun without me. And I don't understand why you need to make me feel guilty. Like, I'm not a good friend because I want to spend the first Valentine's Day in 6 years that I have with somebody. Like, get real.
All right, Skylar, Erica, everybody hang on. I want to put you guys on hold just for a second here.
Oh, no. You're going to stop them? I'm having so much fun.
Oh, my gosh. I started laughing in the middle of that. Oh, my gosh. Is this what Galentine's Day was supposed to be about?
I don't think so.
I mean, the fighting. There's Valentine's Day shaming going on here.
Yeah, there's no love in the air at the moment.
All right, 216-474-0104. So Galentine's Day is officially today, but Skylar and Erica's friends group planned something for tomorrow night on Valentine's Day. Erica wants to spend it with this guy that she's been seeing. Skylar's like, it's not that serious. You can come out with your friends. You can hang out with this guy anytime. All the girls are coming out tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. You need to come too. And there's like a guilt trip going on here.
I know. It's happening right in our ears.
216-474-0104. Can we save this friend group? Hash it out. Your calls next on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Happy Galentine's Day. So Skylar and her friends group, which includes Erica, has planned this event for tomorrow night. Even though Galentine's Day today, they scheduled it for tomorrow night, kind of like an anti-Valentine's Day thing, where all the girls are going to go out, and Erica has ended up canceling on the friend group because she's been seeing this guy for a few weeks now. And they just want to hang out and chill tomorrow night. So she's kind of like bailing on the friends. And Skylar's representing the friends group. And she is not happy that Erica is bailing. Marissa is listening to us in Menor. Marissa, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What are your thoughts on Hash It Out? Should Erica have bailed on the friend group like that?
So as someone who was in Erica's shoes, you know, it's been a few years since I was in a relationship. Last year was my first Valentine's Day with my boyfriend, with almost about 4 months too. And it was the most important thing that I got to, you know, be with him and have that. Like, it's the beginning of a new relationship, like new feelings. You're giddy. So I'm Team Erica.
Does it matter if should Erica, though, spend the evening with her friends for the guy and maybe plan another night to hang out with the guy because the relationship is so new? Does it matter if they hang out on Valentine's Day?
I mean, I'm in a place like with my relationship, like if I were to explain like, hey, this was previous plans, like he wouldn't, I don't think, have minded. So yeah, I think that could also be a plan, like maybe plan for a big day on Saturday, because this year that's what we're doing. We planned for Saturday to be like our Valentine's plan. So it can go that way.
I would say that most people seem to agree with you, Marissa. I'm just reading the texts that are coming in here at 216-474-0104. Aren't friends supposed to support each other? I believe this is just one-sided and selfish on Skylar's part. Erica should be able to enjoy her Valentine's Day with her boyfriend.
Did you see this other one? Classic case of misery loves company.
Yeah. Skylar is wrong. She wants Erica to support her, but she doesn't want to support Erica's happiness. Then she says she's throwing it in her face. I don't even know what that means. What did she throw in her face?
I don't know.
Okay. I think that Jack and Vermillion, though, you are supporting Skylar on this. Is that right, Jack?
My feelings on this can be summed up as sisters before misters. And
yes.
I understand, I'm sympathetic to what she's feeling, but I think her friends have probably been there for her longer and are there to support her. And it sounds like the Galentine's Day thing was planned first. And I also just don't think it's cool to cancel plans for new, in your mind, better plans. And also, if the guy is worth being with, I think he'll understand that you had prior commitments and can do Valentine's Day another time.
I think it's interesting that Jack is the one to step up and say sisters before misters. Because right now, Jack doesn't seem to have a lot of support. I guess we can't tell gender when we're reading the texts.
Yeah, but I mean, based on everything we're getting right now, mostly we're getting support for Erica to spend the day with her or the night with her boyfriend. But I do really see both sides of this because Jack is right. I mean, those friends have probably been there longer than this guy.
Yeah, but you need to pick a side. You can't see both sides. It's hash it out. You've got to pick a side.
I'm sorry.
You're not going to pick one?
I'm going to go Team Erica. I got to do it. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm happy for her. I hope that she really enjoys this Valentine's Day and having somebody special to spend it with.
All right. Anything further, you can share it on the text machine, 216-474-0104. I think that these friends will get through this.
I think they will. They'll be okay.
They will get through these trying times. Happy Galentine's Day. It's Q104.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Kristen in Olmsted Township is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Hi.
Now, you're going to get some help in the back seat from your son, Alex?
Yes.
Okay, good. How old is Alex?
Alex is 8.
All right. Good luck to you both. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because those are the rules. All ties go to Alyssa. Here are your 5 questions. Question 1. It's Valentine's Day week. How many days does Kate Hudson bet her friends she can make Matthew McConaughey break up with her in the rom-com How to Lose a Guy in Blank Days?
10 days.
Question 2. This Sunday night is the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special. This artist teamed up with Andy Samberg in a 2006 digital short to sing about an inappropriate holiday gift that came in a box. Who is that artist?
I have no idea.
Do you want to take a guess or you just want to move on?
I'll move on.
Question 3. Sabrina Carpenter's Taste video features what celebrity?
These are so much easier when you're listening to the radio.
People do tell us that.
Yeah. I have no idea.
All right, let's go with question 4. What is the game where you draw pictures and other people have to guess what you drew?
Pictionary.
Alex knew that one.
Yes, he did.
It's a good thing he's here. Final question. The F-150 and the Explorer are popular models of this type of car.
Ford?
You rebounded there at the end, Kristen. Let me get Alyssa back in here first.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
Alex was a help there on the 4th question. You went 3 for 5, Kristen.
Oh, awesome.
So Alyssa is back in the studio. It's Kristen and Alex, who's 8 years old, and he's in the back seat. He's already contributing.
Oh.
He helped out with one of the answers.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good morning, Kristen and Alex.
Good morning.
So Alex is very nervous to find out how you do, Alyssa. You need 3 to tie and 4 to win. Let's go. It's Valentine's Day week. How many days does Kate Hudson bet her friends she can make Matthew McConaughey break up with her in the rom-com How to Lose a Guy in Blank Days?
My favorite movie of all time.
Now it is.
It is my favorite movie, 10 days.
It's one of my favorites, too.
It's so good.
Question two, this Sunday night is the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special. This artist teamed up with Andy Samberg in a 2006 digital short to sing about an inappropriate holiday gift that came in a box.
Got my in a box.
Who is that artist?
My in a box girl. That is Justin Timberlake.
It is Justin Timberlake. Question three. Sabrina Carpenter's Taste music video features what celebrity?
Jenna Ortega.
That is also correct. What is the game where you draw pictures and other people have to guess what you drew?
Pictionary.
Final question, just for fun. The F-150 and the Explorer are popular models of this type of car.
Ford.
Ford is correct. Alyssa went 5 for 5 today.
Oh, man. I'm impressed.
I needed a win, though. I needed a win after yesterday, so I appreciate it. You know what? I'm just going to say that you guys let me win. How's that?
Sounds good. Those were tough questions today.
Kristen, is Alex a fan of the Marvel movies?
Yes, very much so.
We have Fandango movie passes for you guys to see Captain America Brave New World.
Awesome. He's very excited.
Thank you for listening to us. We loved having you guys on our show today.
Thank you. My name is Kristen, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College of knowledge.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Actually, this is not one of Cleveland's dating hotspots. Not only Cleveland. This is one of America's dating hotspots because we're talking about an international airport here.
Oh.
It's Cleveland Hopkins Airport, named one of America's dating hotspots.
Wait, like our airport specifically?
Yes, it's ranked 48 out of 50, the top 50 airports. So we beat out Columbus and Newark.
That's it?
Right, but hey, we made top 50.
Hey, I mean, yeah, that is still impressive and unexpected.
The press release makes me laugh. Somebody wrote, maybe you'll meet someone while discussing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or bonding over pierogies in the terminal.
I mean, maybe. I think more so what I see when people go to like when they come to Cleveland and they fly here and they're not from here, they're like, why do you guys have so many guitars in the airport?
So there's your icebreaker right there, talking about the guitars. I would imagine that pierogies, no matter what the context, is probably not the opening line that you want. You don't want to just start talking about pierogies.
I wouldn't open with that. No, I don't think I would either.
The top ranking airports, maybe not coincidental, are in Florida, Palm Beach, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, and Tampa. They took the top four spots. Chicago O'Hare was fifth.
Oh, wow. I feel like everybody at O'Hare is always mad. That's shocking.
I'm trying to think if anybody I know has met their SO at an airport. I do know I have a cousin that met her husband on a plane, on a flight.
I was going to say, I've seen that. Like, I've watched love connections form while I'm sitting there, like, in the aisle, like, next to me.
Yeah. My cousin was on a flight to Flagstaff, and they still live there. They were both on the same flight, and they met each other. They sat next to each other on the plane, and they're married now with kids.
Oh, my gosh.
216-474-0104. Tell us about the love you found at the airport. Or maybe on a plane. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. So Hopkins has been named one of America's dating hotspots, one of the top 50 airports in America where you might find love. And we're wondering, does that really happen? Can you meet somebody, a love interest? And did you meet your SO on an airplane or at an airport? Sabrina in North Olmsted, good morning.
Morning.
So have you ever found love at an airport? Hopkins Airport, perhaps, or maybe even sitting on a plane?
Okay, so I'm actually going through this right now. So at the end of last summer, I was at the Charlotte Airport, and I met this guy, and he lives in Virginia. And we were sitting in this bar, and yeah, it's like the cutest thing ever. He asks me if he can use my phone charger, and I'm like, yes, of course.
But that was the cutest thing ever when he asked for your phone charger?
The bar is low.
You know what? He has a phone. He's so adorable.
God.
He might be employed.
You didn't see him. He's so cute.
No, I understand. We're just busting you.
But, yeah, so he just finished graduate school, and he lives in Charlottesville, Virginia, which is like so far away. And so anyway, our flights were delayed like hours and hours, and we were just like walking around the airport, and we talked, and we were joking. We have so much in common, and he asked me for my number, and we've been talking every day since. We FaceTime, we text. And he gave me his hoodie at the airport.
Like,
shut
up.
Always freezing in airports. And he like keeps teasing me like he's going to come back and get his hoodie. But this was September and we still haven't seen each other. And I want to keep seeing him and talking to him. But he lives so far away, and I don't know about long distance, and I don't know what to do.
Interesting. I thought you were going to say, and now he lives here with me, but you guys, I was hoping there was a happy ending to this.
I'm so invested, though. This sounds like a movie.
Would you ever move to Virginia?
So I've thought about that, but I don't know if I want to live in Virginia. And, like, his family's not even from there. I think his family's from Maryland, and I just don't know.
And your family is here, and all of your friends are here. And, by the way, yeah. You barely know. You've only seen this guy one time.
But she does have his hoodie. That, to me, that's basically, you're, like, one step away from engagement, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I think you at least have to go visit, right? You have to go at least plan one visit to see how it goes. So you spend extended time with him.
Yeah.
But that's so weird. Like, where does she go? Does she stay with him or does she stay in a hotel? I mean, there's so many questions here.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions, but you can't let this be the one that got away. You know, I feel like if you've already been talking this much and you literally only met this guy at the airport, even if it was for a couple hours, you effectively spent, what, like 5 hours with him, and you've managed to keep conversations going this long, you got to explore that. This might be your soulmate. Just saying.
It's 7 hours and 35 minutes away from Charlottesville, Virginia. That's a
lot. To drive?
Yeah. Make him come up here.
Yeah.
Let's see how much let's see how much he wants to be with you. Wait for him to plan a trip up here.
Right? Like, he has to come get the hoodie.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the whole point. He said he's going to come get the hoodie, then come get the hoodie.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see what happens on Valentine's Day. Does he send you a Valentine's Day text?
Oh.
And if he does, that could be a sign. Call us back next week. Let us know what happens with
yes.
that.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about Valentine's Day.
And then we'll plan next steps.
Okay.
And then I'll start planning the wedding.
Perfect.
Thank you, Sabrina. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. You know, if there was any week that I would think Travis Kelce would take the week off from recording his podcast, do you think it would be this week after the Super Bowl?
Wait, he didn't take this week off?
No. He and his brother sat down and they recorded a New Heights podcast and dropped it this week. I mean,
Hustle never stops.
You just played in the Super Bowl. You just lost the Super Bowl.
Dude is grinding.
Take the week off. Go travel somewhere with Taylor. And
or just like watch some shows. Have some downtime.
Yeah, don't record a podcast. But he did, and he addressed the rumors going around. Is he going to retire from football, from NFL, from the Chiefs? This is what he said.
I know everybody wants to know whether or not I'm playing next year, and right now I'm just kicking everything down the road. I'm kicking every can I can down the road, and I'm not making any crazy decisions, but right now the biggest thing is just being there for my teammates and being there for my coaches, understanding, you know, that there's a lot that goes into this thing.
Speaking of podcasts, Alyssa and I have a new one that we dropped this week, a new episode of Can't Read, Can't Write. This is our behind-the-scenes podcast that we record once a week that you can't hear it on the radio. It's things that we talk about that aren't on the radio show. This was our Valentine's Day week episode of Can't Read, Can't Write. So we talk a lot about dating and life and love, and specifically relationships that we've had in the past that have been utterly and spectacularly failures. Like failed relationships that we talked about. One of them resulted in me receiving a cease and desist order.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, so that is on Can't Read, Can't Write. How do you find our podcast? Well, you go to the place where you always get podcasts, and you search the Q Morning Show on demand. They are also free on the Odyssey app. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way this morning. So we're going to play one more time this morning to win some movie passes for Captain America Brave New World. Also a Q keyword on the way after 9. Bare Naked Ladies tickets for Blossom this summer.
It's Bill and Alyssa.
I make breakfast with them.
I make coffee with them. I drive to work with them.
I wake up with them every morning.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Brittany in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
I have five questions right here. If you answer more of them right than Alyssa, you win. If she answers more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Let's go with question number one. It's Valentine's Day week. What 90s movie featured Renee Zellweger telling Tom Cruise, "You had me at hello"?
Oh, I can't remember the name of it. I can picture it, but I cannot remember the name of it.
You've seen that movie, right? So,
yeah.
You can picture it. They're in the living room. Renee Zellweger's there with all the women, and then Tom Cruise comes in.
Yep.
And she said, "You had me at hello," but you don't remember the name of the movie?
I can't remember the name of it.
All right. We'll move on to question two. This Sunday night is the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special. What artist was caught in a lip-syncing scandal on SNL back in 2004?
Was it Iggy? I know she was lip-syncing before, but...
What was your guess?
Was it Iggy Azalea? I know she was lip-syncing before, but I don't know if she was on SNL. It was also... Oh, wait. It was Ashley Simpson.
Wow, you worked it out. Question three. In 1987, President Reagan famously said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall." What wall was he referring to?
I don't know. The Berlin Wall.
Question four. Name the game where you stack wooden blocks and the game is over when the tower collapses.
Jenga.
Final question. The name of the author of the Ramona books, Ramona and Beezus, Ramona and her mother, are two examples. The name of the author of those books.
Oh, I can't remember her name.
You remember reading those when you were a...
I read them when I was like eight and six.
Okay, let's get Alyssa back in here real quick.
Alyssa, will you please come on back in the studio?
She's probably going to kill this one.
Brittany, I don't think you did as bad as you think you did.
Okay.
Let me wait until Alyssa sits down here and I'll tell you exactly how you did. Alyssa is putting on her headphones. It's Brittany in Cleveland.
Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
And she went 3 for 5 today.
Not bad.
Okay, cool.
Okay, that's pretty solid.
So Alyssa needs 3 to tie and 4 to outright win. Here we go. Question number one. It's Valentine's Day week. What 90s movie featured Renee Zellweger telling Tom Cruise, "You had me at hello"?
Is it Jerry Maguire? No. Yeah. Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire is correct. Question two. This Sunday night is the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special. What artist was caught in a lip-syncing scandal on SNL in 2004?
Icon Ashley Simpson lives in my brain rent-free.
Question three. In 1987, President Reagan famously said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall." What wall was he referring to?
The Berlin Wall.
Question four. Name the game where you stack wooden blocks and the game is over when the tower collapses.
Jenga.
Final question. The author of the Ramona books, Ramona and Beezus, Ramona and her mother, those are two examples. What is the name of that author? Did you read those books when you were a kid? You didn't read them?
I did not.
Brittany did.
I know this isn't right. I'm going to say Judy Blume.
You're on the right track, but incorrect. It was Beverly Cleary.
Yes.
Oh.
However, it doesn't matter because Alyssa got 4 today. Brittany got 3. Alyssa's the winner of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Oh, man, that was a little tough at the end there, Bill.
When she got Jerry Maguire, I knew she got it. I was like, that was the name of it. I could not think of the name of that movie.
I kept going back and forth between like Jerry Maguire and You've Got Mail for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was like stuck in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yep, those two.
Brittany, thank you so much for playing. We love that you listen. And we would like to set you up with these movie passes anyway, the Fandango movie passes to see Captain America Brave New World.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. It'll be a Valentine's Day gift for my husband.
Oh, perfect.
My name is Brittany, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.